as a solitary confinement survivor, I demand the leadership to reconvene immediately and pass halt now.
That's Anissa Sabor, standing outside of State Assembly Speaker Carl Heastie's office, calling for the passage of a bill ending the current form of solitary confinement. Advocates are rallying across the state Wednesday for the passage of the Halt Solitary Confinement Act, which in part will limit the number of days an inmate can spend in solitary. They point to the opinion of health officials who say long durations of solitary confinement can cause long-term physical and psychological problems. In Buffalo, supporters of the Halt Act circled around Niagara Square in their cars and in front of the downtown holding center, honking their horns. Denise Edmond is standing out in front of the holding center. Her son has been through the state penal system and is due to be released next week. She says he has suffered psychological trauma from his experience, and she is fighting in the hope no one else will suffer the way her son has.
For the other people that are locked in solitary confinement, that are not allowed to see their family, to tell their family what's going on. They're hiding people's situations.
Advocates say there is bipartisan support for the bill with enough votes to pass, but Governor Andrew Cuomo has yet to bring it to the floor for a vote. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.